Good morning. We continue Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Lamed, the Malacha of Tzad. We've been learning some involvement. We've been talking about the concept of the Sapik Psik Resher. That we look at a case where the information is not available, but it's ready on the ground. It's ready in the reality. Do we deal with that as a Dabar Sheni Miskaven? When and therefore, if it's a case where it's not body going to happen, it's Dabar Sheni Miskaven, not a Psik Resher. Or do we deal with it since the reality is already there, it's just unknown to me? That's called a psik resha, which is going to be usur. And since it's a suffix, it'll be a suffix isur with the klalim of sveik of the rice of the chumra. So we mentioned that this is the question which comes up in regards to opening an oven. The concern that if the temperature inside the oven is hovering right around the point where the thermostat will trigger to turn on, so in that situation, the first blast of the cool air of the kitchen will cause the oven to turn on, and a person is held responsible for that. That's not considered a grumma, that's considered a maisa. So to clarify a few more points about this, even though this is not our topic about tzad, but this is a very important understanding of Hilchos Shabbos and the halacha lemaisa, the relevant cases. So first of all, this point, the difference between Groma and Maisa, this is based on the Gemara Sanhedrin, and the Gemara says in a case where a person is doing Ritzicha, he ties somebody up and puts him in front of a dam, and then he breaks open the dam and the water rushes out and drowns the victim. So is he considered a Ritzicha or not? He didn't kill them. He just caused the water to flow over him, which is a groma. A groma is not something which is actionable in Beis Din. So according to the way the Rama understands the Gemara, which is the way many Pesachim Halacha L'maisa follow Halacha L'maisa, if the water, which is immediately behind the dam, rushes out and that's what causes the person to be killed, that's the equivalent of throwing that water on the person, and that's considered a maisa. If that water does not do it, but there's subsequent water upstream which eventually flows over the person and kills him, that's a groma. He removed the impediment which caused prevented the person from being killed, and that impediment, once removed, eventually allowed the person to become to die. So that's a groma. So we apply that to elsewhere. We have, let's say, this wall of cool air which is immediately adjacent to the oven, which will rush into the first whoosh. That's like throwing that air on the thermostat, and therefore it's considered that he's done the action of turning on the fire. If that's not going to happen, but eventually over a period of time, now that the door is open, cool air is able to wander in, so that would be a groma. And groma on Shabbos is not asur deraisa. The Gemara says, l'sasa kom alacha, asi is asur, a groma is mutter. There is a Ramah in Hilchos Deleika and Siman Shin Lamed Aleph, which says that min rabbanan it's usur, except for cases of significant necessity, like the case of saving things from a fire, preventing fire from spreading. So groma is going to be mutter in that case, but it's not a deraisa. So that's point number one. So that's how we explain the difference between the first flush of air and subsequent, just the temperature of the oven normalizing towards the temperature of the ambient air temperature. That's point number one. Point number two, if one is machmer in this question, and one says that we have to be machmer like the way the Mishnah Berurah seems to come out, is there any way to mitigate this? The case of opening an oven, which really is dim in the deraisa. So in a case where the person has zero interest in the oven turning on, so that's called psik resha lo nichole. It's very clear in the Rosh, even if it's a psik resha, but it's a psik resha lo nichole. Lo nichole is not translated a person does not want it to happen, is that a person does not want it to happen. In other words, not that he's against it, he's neutral, he has no active interest in it happening. Now that's enough, the Rosh says, to make it not malechas machshavas. According to the Sefer Ha'orich, one of the earlier Rishonim who predates Rashi, Psikresh lo nichal is actually mutter. Tosfos and others are very clear that we do not like that, and the Shulchan Aruch passes against the Aruch. The Psikresh lo nichal is osur. But the Rosh says, even according to the Shita Tosfos, by Shabbos, since there is a requirement of Nechaz Mach Shabbos, Psikresh lo nichal, means a Psikresh where the person has zero interest in, or he actually does not want, for sure, is only Drabonon. So in the case where Rabbi Heinemann, Shlita from Baltimore, made a suggestion that if a person opens the oven to take out food, and he takes out all the food at one time, so he doesn't care if the oven cycles on afterwards, because it's not important to him. So now it's a psikresha to lo nichole. So he suggests that if a person is being makel to open the oven without being concerned about the thermostat on or off, if he does it in a way that it's psikresha lo nichole, it'll be a drabonon, and then the swore of the Mishnah Berurah that tzeik drabonon the kula can apply. That being said, Rav Moshe Feinstein is on record that a person can open an oven without a concern. He's makel, he does not make this condition. Even a person that has food which is remaining, a person is keeping the oven on for Shabbos day, making a shalot inside the oven, and he also has other food there. So Friday night he takes opens the oven, assuming all the food is fully cooked. There's no issur in Bishul to reclose the oven. But what about this concern when he opens the oven? He's causing the fire to turn on. Rav Moshe is makel. Rav Moshe says that it's going to be mutter, even though he clearly wants the oven to continue cycling because of the chol, which is he wants for the following day. And so Rav Moshe is makel. So maybe we have to clarify a little more about this halacha before we come back to the malacha of tzad. Meanwhile, have a good day.